The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
Governor Whitmer had a press conference yesterday at noon. We carried it live here on WPHM. She said that if numbers continue to decline, that bars and restaurants can reopen on a limited capacity coming up on February 1st. Then last night, she had a town hall with our friend Emily Lawler from MLive.com. Emily's on the line with us right now. Good morning, Emily.
Hi, thanks for having me.
What were some of the things the governor covered last night in your town hall?
Yeah, well, the thing that I was most excited to get to was questions from readers, groups that I don't necessarily have as good of a perspective as some of the people on the ground. And I think that one of the main things that people were expressing in their questions is just some frustration. You know, there's been this opening up of vaccines to people over 65, but so many people over 65 are not able to actually get a vaccine in their arms right now due to backups, supply issues, delays, in some cases, confusion, or systems at health departments that are overwhelmed at this point.
Yeah, that frustration, of course, is something the governor has had to get used to in this past year, and yet she doesn't seem to flinch much, does she?
No, I think that Governor Whitmer is certainly hard to rattle, which at her press conference yesterday was pretty evident because she got some pretty tough questions about the restaurant closures continuing, which I know that a lot of people are upset about and a lot of restaurant owners are looking at as pretty untenable at this point.
And yet she points to the numbers and she says it has worked. The pause seems to have helped keep the spread down here in Michigan.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, so far the pause looks numerically like a success story. So it is hard to look at some of those industries that have remained closed. And restaurants are beginning to look like a little bit of an island in terms of what's still paused. Everything else, or most everything else, has resumed play, I suppose you could say. So, you know, she is facing a lot of pressure from the restaurant industry, who say that basically, you know, the outbreak data from Michigan doesn't show a ton of outbreaks in restaurants. But, you know, I think that Whitmer and the health director has reiterated that it's just a risky environment. It's people from a lot of households in one place, necessarily without masks because they're eating.
Yeah, the state legislature has been seated for the new session, and still a Republican majority in the legislative body. Some new names and faces, but I think that the same animosities are probably still going to be there, aren't they?
That seems to be the initial indication. Certainly, I know that the Republican leadership was not happy to hear about the continued restaurant closure, although there is some indication it could. Those could open up on February 1st. But yeah, I mean, essentially Whitmer has the same problems politically with the legislature that she had in 2020, potentially with a little bit of a different flavor just under the different House leadership.
What's the mood like in Lansing right now? We heard earlier this week that there are, you know, certainly some concerns about security. The nation's capital obviously is completely on lockdown, but even state capitals, including Lansing, are seeing some heightened security. What are you seeing and feeling around there?
Yeah, and Paul, I've appreciated your work on this recently, but yeah, I think that there's a general sense of nervousness. There's talk of the FBI having knowledge that there are some planned protests, potentially armed protests at state capitals over the weekend. The Lansing mayor has called on the governor to get the National Guard ready, and she sort of dodged that question a little bit yesterday. She said the state police were leading the response, and she said they were coordinating with the National Guard, but it's not really clear what that means at this point, or if the National Guard will be sort of on standby ready here in Lansing. I'm not certain. But it sounds like the state police and local police, and I guess this coordination with the National Guard, are on standby in case anything does happen. And it's not really clear, you know, the governor said there's not a specific threat at this point, but law enforcement is monitoring a lot of online chatter. I mean, obviously, I think the best case really is that nothing materializes and there's nothing to turn violent. But, you know, Lansing's seen its fair share of protests, armed protests in the last year or so, and it certainly would not be out of character for one of those to happen again.
I mean, some have even gone so far as to say that the armed protest inside the Capitol last year was a dry run for what happened at the U.S. Capitol last week.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people see sort of shades of what's been happening in Michigan as sort of having been colored in and amplified at the U.S. Capitol. But one thing to note is this weekend the actual building will be closed, so any protests would happen outside on the Capitol lawn.
Well, there you go. That's certainly good news. The governor's State of the State address is coming up soon, and that's going to be very different to cover this year, isn't it?
Well, it's the first virtual one, so I guess we've gotten used to that format. Normally, the State of the State address is the most physically packed night of the year at the Capitol, or any time of the year at the Capitol. Senators, reporters, representatives, all the governor's department heads, the Supreme Court, all pack into the House chamber, which is a big room, but it feels like a small room by the time you get everyone in there. And as someone who's occupied a windowsill seat, that is literally where the press corps gets stuck most years, is nothing to type on, no chair, you're perched on a windowsill. I am not upset that it will be virtual in the era of COVID here, because that is just a lot of people to put in one place in normal circumstances, and certainly in pandemic circumstances. So you're going to see what the digital iteration looks like, and frankly, how she makes it different from, you know, the addresses that we get from her on a weekly basis. So, you know, usually the State of the State is a huge policy priority night. I don't know if it will be, because she's been putting out so many fires and dealing with so many immediate crises that it seems like long-term policy is kind of a stretch at this point.
That's a good point. Yeah, how do you plan for the year ahead when you don't know what the year is even going to bring?
Right. I mean, you honestly, at this point, you can't plan for a wedding, much less a policy decision that's going to guide the whole state. And there's a ton of uncertainty still around, you know, policy-wise, what lawmakers will be able to do in terms of meeting. They still haven't put remote meeting measures in place. The House just put out a decision, 11 months into the pandemic, allowing for committee members to participate remotely but not vote remotely, so they'll still have to come in person for that. And, you know, over the last year, we've seen a lot of COVID concerns, a lot of COVID cases among lawmakers, and some days that the legislature couldn't meet because of COVID, and there's no remote mechanism in place. So even the mechanics of passing laws right now is a little uncertain.
By the way, as we speak, something highly unusual happening, and that is that Michigan's former governor, Rick Snyder, is, I believe, being arraigned today and charged with willful neglect of duty, I think it is, for the Flint water crisis. We've never seen a Michigan governor charged for a crime committed while in office. This is kind of stunning, isn't it?
Yeah, the MLive Flint Journal is one of our papers, and we had reporters there this morning, got a photograph of him entering the courthouse. So, yeah, certainly an unprecedented time, and just curious to see where these charges against some of these, the Snyder, not just Rick Snyder himself, but some of these Snyder-era politicians go.
Yeah, I mean, that would normally be front page news, and it is, but I mean, there's just so much happening. It's hard to decide what the lead story is some days, isn't it?
We're going to need bigger front pages.
I think you're absolutely right, and you'll be all over it for sure. Emily, always appreciate your time. Thank you so much for what you do. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Hey, thanks for having me.